Ibrahim, the successful believers. This visitation, Tashaffuf, Ismail Hirqani, reported by Allama Majlisi Rahmatullahi Alayhi from Biharul Anwar, Volume 52. By God, people, our Master will come. By God, O lovers, Imam will come. One of those who visited the pure presence of the remnant of God, Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam, is Ismail Hirqali. Hirqal is a small town near Hilla in Iraq. Ismail is one of the servants of God dwelling in that town. A farmer, he has a wound on his right thigh. Every spring this wound swells and bleeds. The infection and blood hurts and upsets him. A farmer with limited resources and income, financially weak, how much can he pay for his medical treatments? One day he was just fed up, comes to the greatest alim in Hilla, Marhum Sayyid ibn Tawus, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, "Sir, I am desperate, in pain, and drowned in problems. This wound in my leg hurts me a lot. With all this influence you have, can you help me find a person or cure me?" Sayyid ibn Tawus accepts Ismail Hirqali's request. The physicians in Hilla were invited. They examined Ismail's thigh and all unanimously said, "The wound needs to be operated and the infection removed. But there is a fatal danger of excessive blood loss due to the damage that will be caused to the veins. And we have no way to stop the veins from bleeding." The physicians gave little hope. Ismail Hirqali was very upset. Sayyid ibn Tawus sees Ismail's distress, says, "Ismail, I will be going to Baghdad in a few days, and we can go together. We'll get a second opinion. Maybe you are cured." Ismail is happy when the noble alim comes to Baghdad. The physicians in Baghdad see him and gave exactly the same opinion as the physicians in Hilla. Ismail is worried and loses hope. Says to Sayyid ibn Tawus, "By the time you are done with your commitments, allow me to go to Samarra, pay a visit to Imam Hadi and Askari alayhim assalam." He says, "Okay." Ismail comes to Samarra, had a few relatives. They saw him, his pain, which worried him too. Ismail says, "I came out of the shrine of Askariyain alayhim assalam. I said to myself, I'll go straight to the Sardab, the holy basement of Imam al-Asr, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. About 50 steps which lead to the basement. Despite his severe pain, he said, I will go." Every step he went down, from the bottom of his heart he said, "Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Sahib al-Zaman." He says, "I went down and performed the A'mal. I saw this wound has drained a lot, my trousers soiled in blood. I said to myself, I will go to the river, wash my clothes and clean myself. I washed my clothes, spread them out on the rocks by the river to dry up. They were not dry yet. I wore them, slowly headed towards the town. All of a sudden I saw four persons riding on four horses gallop towards me. The one in front was the youngest among the four, as if a radiant moon. May we be sacrificed to him. Three followed him, one of them an old man with white beard. They passed by me. The youngest among them wished me Salamun Alaikum, looked at me with all kindness and love. I too replied to his salam. That young man addressed me with my name and said, Ismail, what is it, my dear? He said, my master, this leg of mine hurts me a lot. It has a wound, and all the physicians have given up hope. I am just worried and in pain. Ismail says, this young man bent down from the horse. He placed his hand on my wound from over my trousers and said, Ismail, inshallah, your wound will be healed. They had not moved a few steps. The aged man behind him said, Ismail, you did not recognize him? I said, no. He said, it's your imam, your master. I said, who is my master? He said, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. I ran forward and held the saddle of the horse. He said, Ismail, return, go back. I said, no, my master, I won't go. He said, again, go back, Ismail. He said, no, my master. For the third time, he said, go back, return, Ismail. The old man said, Ismail, aren't you ashamed that your master, your imam, said three times to you to return, to go? He has commanded you three times. Why don't you obey? I came to my senses. That's my duty to obey. And he is right that I have to obey. I stood there. But how? My body stagnant, stuck to the ground, and my soul with the O rider, do slow down. I've lost my soul indeed. Take me with you, Imam. I need you, not cure, I plead. Leave me not stranded, oh dear. Take me with you, oh please. Oh rider, do slow down. I've lost my soul indeed. Leave me not stranded, oh dear. Take me with you, I plead. O rider, do slow down. I've lost my soul in thee.
Ya Abna al-Hasan, Ya Abna. Ya Abna al-Hasan.